Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Better Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is always, and I mean always, keeping His part of the bargain. He's always looking for people He can use mightily, and He's generous with it. I say it again, He's generous with it. Every generation, God makes sure that He called people that will do His will to help people go to heaven. And all the multitudes of people that get saved, they have the greatest influence on earth. When I think of this great nation, America, it was not supposed to happen. It was not expected to grow and become the most powerful nation on the earth, being the youngest nation. But when a man gets saved, hear me good, when people believe on Jesus Christ as their Savior, their spirit man is brand new. Their sin nature is broken. And they can live without yielding to evil. They can live in harmony with God. And the rudiments of this world system, they live beyond it. And they can pay more attention to what God is doing, even though the world is trying to stop them. And America was founded because of the church. Anything that God made, the enemy tries to infiltrate it. And after the apostles died, the first apostles died out. And Peter prophesied this, and so did Paul, that when they died, that false prophets would arise, false teachers would arise, and then they'll weaken the church, which they did. And then we experienced the Dark Ages, and then Rome married the church, basically. Some of the leaders of Rome got saved, and you know, when the person gets saved and they believe on Jesus Christ as their Savior, the Lord saves them where they are, and then they have to grow. But when the original apostles died out, corrupt preachers lowered the standards until we experienced the Dark Ages. And when Rome got involved with the church, and the Roman Catholic Church was the largest church at that time, then the enemy tried to infiltrate it with false teaching till it became weak. And then a man named Martin Luther, he posted his 95 theses so that people could read and go back to trusting God again by faith. And they protested the wickedness of the Roman Catholic Church, which is not a bad organization, but the enemy, like anything else, he tries to infiltrate it. Every organization, I mean every organization, move of God, people of God, everyone has the same identical challenges from the world system and Satan himself. Remember Jesus said that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. So what the enemy does, he try to find any weak link that will yield to his temptation, that will see things his way. That's how he enters their lives, to destroy them. or use them to cause problems for others. And I remember I went to a church where they said, well, God gives people problems to make them grow up, to mature them, get them out of pride. And I asked her, I didn't believe it. I said, that don't sound right. It just, you know, when people say things that, and they preach it as truth, pay more attention to the Holy Spirit on the inside. That didn't sit well on the inside, because that's where the Holy Spirit is in His people. The Holy Spirit dwells inside our spirit, and He's there to guide us into all truth. And it works. He does guide us. When I heard that type of error, that God sends problems to make you grow up, it didn't sit well in my spirit, because the Holy Spirit was shaking His head no. Untruth. And that's what I felt on the inside. So I asked the Lord one day, I said, Lord, do you send people problems to make them grow and get them out of pride? He said, this is what He answered. He said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. So if problems come from Satan, and then your lack of knowledge, and then other people's lack of knowledge. So the biggest problem is a lack of knowledge. And all the mainstream problems that we have in life stems from what we don't know. And then it takes faith to learn. It takes faith to enter the kingdom of heaven. It takes faith to grow in the kingdom of heaven. And it still takes faith to overcome the wiles of the devil. So if you decide, I'm going to grow, and I'm going to learn. I remember one time a man said, you know, I want to grow up. I want to grow. When you make that kind of decision, and you're sincere about it, all you have to do is study the Word and give the Holy Spirit something to train you with. If you study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has something to work with you. If you go to a good church where the pastor loves God, spends time with him and seek His face, and you're trying to grow and you study the Word of God, there'll be many, 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 many Sundays. In fact, every one where the Holy Spirit will be training you at home and at work and wherever you are. And then you'll go to church and He'll have the pastor or some other minister saying the same thing. And you'll stay in balance that way. You'll be progressive that way, and you'll grow that way. And when the enemy lies to you, you'll see it for what it is. But if you're off on a tangent, it's hard to get back on track. Not impossible, because the Holy Spirit is still there if you're a Christian born again. Brother Money Horton said that the only place God is not is in the heart of those who don't believe on Jesus. He's not in the spirit of people that are not born again. Otherwise, He's everywhere. But He's not in the heart of those that don't believe on God, that don't believe on Jesus Christ. Those that have never gotten saved. He's not in their heart. But if you believed on Jesus Christ and you're saved, He lives in your heart and He'll guide you. Now, I said earlier that every organization the enemy tries to infiltrate it, so that he'll have an advantage and tear up and distort the work of God with a goal to stop it. But keep in mind, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And even in the darkest, in the dark ages, where the truth was not taught like it used to be, He should have won. Naturally, He should have won, but He didn't. Because Jesus said the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. is not even possible. In other words, while you're trying to learn and grow, the enemy is trying to tempt you to do something of less value. He's trying to get you off course, get you off on a tangent, to weaken your life, to make you look like the world, to steal, to hijack your attention from God. So it's very important to seek the Lord's face. Now we've been talking about end times, and this is important and relevant to the end times, because if you're going to be effective in this life, you have to seek God's face. And if you want to be an active member in the end times that solves the problems and help your people see God, we're going to want our people to go to heaven. And to help that happen, we're going to have to be the light that God called us to be. And we're going to have to seek His face. We're going to have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit and hear His word. And if we will do these things, we're actually putting Him first. But when you put Him first and yourself last, you're going to have much greater joy, because you don't know which steps to take of yourself. But when you trust the Lord to help you take the best steps, it works. You find yourself progressing when you used to find yourself taking backward steps. Now, this is what Martin Luther did. He made a stand. He brought people back to the fact that you cannot buy salvation, and you can't, and you shouldn't be sinning. You can't sin and progress in the ways of God, because in those days the priests they were sleeping with the prostitutes, and they were taking people's money, saying that they could pray their loved ones out of hell. God was not, and never was, in that. You can't do those things. They were leading people astray. And this is not the first time that an organization went astray. When Jesus came to His own, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin Council, they were infiltrated. They didn't even, and Jesus was the Word of God. As much as they said that they loved God and His word, when the word became flesh, they didn't even know Him, and they rejected Him. They spit on Him. They stirred up the Romans to crucify Him. And the day once He said it is finished and He died on that cross, the veil at the holiest of holies was torn. I'm talking about a great big drape. It was torn in half from the bottom up. Because now the Holy Spirit dwells in men that believe on Jesus. He's not confined to a place in the temple. He doesn't need a temple anymore. He made His temple in those that love Him. And when we go to church, and when we go to seek Him and praise Him and learn of Him, and He's there, we can progress. Jesus said, forsake not just the assembling of yourselves together. Go to church, learn. But also, more than that, learn where you are. Learn from the Lord. Take time and pray. Take time and study the Word of God. Because you're going to need questions answered. And you're going to need God to answer them for you. You're going to need His guidance if you're going to survive the end times. Because these things are happening. Everything we've been teaching, it's happening now. Everything is forming, just like Jesus prophesied. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 34, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Now people were preparing to live, but they had run out of time, because the men on the earth were so corrupt, God had to drown them. And the ark was prepared, and Noah and his family went inside. And then before it rained, the great deep was broken up and the ground became like quicksand. Now if you study the Genesis chapter 6 and 7, you'll see what I'm talking about. And they were trapped, and then it rained, because these were very wise people. They were very skillful people. It happened all at once while they were planning their own will. They were planning to do what they wanted to do, as if nothing would happen. And many times people are doing that now. They're making plans outside of what God is doing and paying no attention to what God is doing. Most people are paying no attention to the prophecies that have gone forth from first Jesus Christ and also his holy men of God. They're paying no attention to what's been said, as if it meant nothing. But when he comes back, he's coming back without warning. And you don't want to be on the wrong side. These things have to happen. The Lord is not, he will not leave the earth in this condition. And all the injustice of men and the meanness of men, he will not leave it unpunished. Verse 38, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. People they're struggling to live their lives, struggling. Because Satan don't just interfere with a move of God, with churches of God, organizations that love God. He interferes with the world too. He attacks the world by giving them false hope, false dreams, false vision, wrong logic, doubtful mindsets, unbelief to the point that they reject God's word, stubbornness. And his lies are persuasive when there's no light. So it's very important to seek the face of the Lord, to pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to be guided by him. And not only be guided by the Holy Spirit, but listen for his voice in other people that he's mightily using, so that you don't miss out, so that you can be the light God called you to be to your family, to help them live. See, everything's tied to what you do, the choices you make. Your children observe you all the time, make choices. And if you don't choose to do things God's way, it's going to be harder for them to choose to do things God's way. But if you're living according to God's word, and you're seeking and striving to live according to God's word, you're learning and growing and taking steps to make progress so that your life can be better, and they see you doing it, they'll know for a fact that it works. And parents, your voice is the loudest voice. In most cases, not all cases, your the voice of a parent can be the loudest voice of a child. Unless you've done something and they don't respect you. And mentors, people that love children, people that love teenagers, people that love people, people that will walk the line and obey God, your voice is the loudest voice among everybody you know because of your character. No matter what they say, no matter how people backbite, when you take a stand like Martin Luther did, your voice becomes the loudest voice. Your persuasion becomes the loudest persuasion. And this country was established because people ran back to God. The Protestants protested against the evil that was in when the Catholic Church was infiltrated. The Protestants protested against all that. And they wanted to build a nation where they'd be free. And all the wars we've had, all the internal enemies we've had, all the opposition, we still made the greatest and strongest nation in the world because it was founded on Christian principles. And people of God that love God took a stand. Oh, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. We'll pick up here next time. Until then, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.